Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Brian O'Connell is with us for one of his regular reports telling the stories behind the small ads. And Brian, you've been trawling the classifieds online and in print for many years. This is a particular interest of yours. What have you got for us this time?
It's bordering on obsession.
It is.
Mean, I was very curious to see how COVID has impacted on the kinds of ads online and in newspapers that still do classifieds. And of course, these ads are a doorway. We're really interested in the stories that are behind the ads. So the Echo newspaper in Cork, it's been a great source for me over the years, and there's still a lost and found section at the back of it. So items of sentimental value will be advertised. Now, one ad caught my eye last Tuesday, and it read, "Lost some years ago, a silver ring made from an old silver shilling, slight engraving on front, small notch at the back, reward €350.
So I can see why you sat up when you saw that. That's obviously something of huge sentimental value, and there is, of course, a story behind it.
Well, there sure is, and I found myself in Cove, in the home of a man who told me the ring was belonging to his father, Joe Stockdale. He was an old IRA veteran and he'd made it himself. Now, this is some of his story, and he began, Claire, by describing the ring, how it was made, and then at the end he read a poem that his father wrote in solitary confinement, would you believe, in the 1930s in Arborhill.
Our shilling was made of 75% silver from 1928 to 42. But they were easy to make a ring out of, well, if you had time. And if you were in prison, you had plenty of time to tap it off a wall. The prisoners used to engrave, a very slight engraving. Most Republican families of the time would have had those rings.
And in your case, it was your father's ring.
It was my father's ring.
So tell me a bit about your father.
My father was born in 1906, and he was very active in the Fianna, so he got a War of Independence medal. And then he took the Republican side in the Civil War, and he got a bullet in his arm for his troubles, and he got a piece of a bullet in one of his knuckles.
And obviously you treasured this ring. It was obviously handed down, and I'm sure you're...
Oh, God, it's broken my heart, Brian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gave it to me as the eldest son to mind for the family, which I haven't done a good job on, Brian.
You've obviously searched the house up and down, have you?
We're still at it.
Yeah. In your father's later life, did he talk about that time much? And
not much.
What was his opinion, do you think, of the Ireland that emerged?
I don't think he was too happy with it.
There's a poem in this book that your father wrote, I think, in prison. Do you want to read it?
Farewell, farewell, my little cell. May I never see you more. For 'tis many the weary mile I walked from the window to the door.
Okay, that's what a story. I mean, I know the ring has been missing for a couple of years, but you just never know, Brian.
You never know.
You would hope that it would turn up and be returned to its rightful home. Mm-hmm. Now we're moving on to, this is a favourite of yours, I know, from listening to this slot over the years, wedding dresses.
Well, the bridal section is one of my favourite sections. Did I just say that out loud? I did. And there's not as many dresses for sale at the moment, presumably because obviously there's not as many weddings happen. But generally I look at the never worn wedding dresses, and you get all sorts of stories behind them, from narrow escape to second thoughts. So I spotted one ad, and this was on Dundeal, and it was an ad for two dresses for what might be termed mother of the bride dresses. So this woman and her friend were going to wear these dresses to her niece's wedding, but alas, the wedding had to be called off. But there was also an attempt to scam this person, as we'll hear.
The wedding is postponed till 2022, May 2022.
And sure, why can't you hang on to the dress until then?
As it probably it mightn't fit even, you know.
Okay. So you're selling your dress, your friend is selling her dress, and your niece is selling the wedding dress.
I don't know what she's doing with it. I don't think she's selling it at the minute.
Okay,
but
good stuff.
I don't know, she probably will eventually. I don't know.
I was asking you how many calls that you got. You got one call, but it turned out to be a scam.
I got a text to say that somebody, is the dress still available? The usual, is the dress still available?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, still available. So then I got this big long kind of a, oh no, I had to send a link to an email. That's how they get your, they won't answer the text, so you have to link it to this email. So I got a big long email address sent to say that due to work commitments, she couldn't come and look at the dress and all the rest of it. And then she said, I'm actually in Croatia, and what I'll do is I'll send a courier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll pay you by PayPal. Something happens there that the money doesn't come into your account.
That's funny. You're the second person tonight who told me this story.
It seems it's high-end goods that they look out for, you know.
Okay. God, it must be an expensive dress, is it?
It wasn't that expensive. just by the time I got it home from London, it was really 500 euros, you know.
And tell me how much now, if somebody was looking to get a bargain, how much would you let it go for?
Yeah, well, I'm
100?
I wouldn't know. Couldn't even go for 100.
Describe the dress there for somebody who might be interested.
Pale blue dress with a lovely kind of a cape overlay on it. It has one solid sleeve and then the other one has no sleeve, but the cape comes kind of falls down on the sleeve.
There's only one sleeve?
It's only one sleeve on it.
Brian, one sleeve is very flattering.
Is it?
Yeah, you need to learn about these things, you see, if you're going to be doing this stuff.
I know.
Anyway, there's a word to the wise there in that, isn't it? Just to be careful when people are offering to buy stuff.
Yes.
and using all sorts of weird ways to get you the money. This final story you have for us, Brian, this is a signed autograph of quite a controversial and ultimately sad individual.
Well, before we get to it, we'll play a musical clue, fingers on buzzers, please. And this is about the subject behind the ad.
Sing into the dawning, song ablaze into the morning, long before I was the man you see today. I was born beneath a star.
So that's obviously Jimmy McCarthy there, Claire, singing The Contender, which is his song about the Cove man, Jack Doyle, who was also known as the Gorgeous Gael. He was an actor, a singer, a boxer, quite a controversial figure who had a very volatile relationship. He's been accused of domestic abuse. He ultimately ended up dying penniless in London. And I saw an ad on Dundee. It was a signed photograph of Jack Doyle and his movie star wife, Movita, who was later married, I think, to Marlon Brando. And I spoke to the man selling it.
My father was a neighbour of his. They came from an area called the Holy Ground in Cove and Cork. My father kind of followed his career all his life, and we grew up with that then. We grew up with the name Jack Doyle. It was revered in our home. I mean, he travelled the world. He was a great singer, but his boxing exploits were what was of interest, really, you know.
Tell me what you bought.
I bought a signed photograph of both Jack and his then wife, Movita, the actress. You know, Jack ended up dying on the streets in London in 1978.
And of course, immortalised in the song The Contender, written by Jimmy McCarthy.
Jimmy McCarthy, the great song. It's a favourite of mine, it's a favourite of my family's.
There's a great line in that song where he says, I could have lived my life between Cork, Cove and Youghal.
Yeah, he could have.
So you have decided to sell these autographs now. Have you had much interest?
I have very little interest. I have them on a shelf. They're never seen, they're never looked at. And I believe there's someone out there who is collecting memorabilia, either about Cove, Cork, boxing, and they may be Jack Doyle enthusiasts themselves.
With the Jack Doyle autograph, you're looking for how much?
70 euros, I believe. And it's in great condition.
You'd probably take 50.
I'd probably take 90 as well. So we'll see. If two of you come in, bid away against each other. And we'll see what happens.
Brian, you're bargaining now along with the snooping. The great stories behind the classifieds once again. Brian, thank you so much for that. Now it's over to another Brian Jennings in the newsroom.